This morning I want to speak about the Father's love letter. It was interesting, I was preparing this message, I kind of had two messages. One message was quite an insightful message, and it was talking about the demonic realm, what's happening in the spiritual places right now, and things that are going on in the spiritual realms. And I had this message. And I was praying to the Lord and said, Lord, which message should I be preaching on this Sunday? And, you know, lots of times we ask those things and we don't expect a response, or maybe we just feel like an urge to, that this is the way you should go. And that wasn't the way at all. I just heard the Lord, He very quickly said back to me, He said, well, if you were visiting your church on that Sunday, which sermon would you like to hear? I said, the Father's love letter. And so that's why we're talking about the Father's love letter. Psalm 139, 1 to 18. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me too, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, and if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inward parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I pray that your word would accomplish its purpose here this morning. I thank you that, Lord, that you desire to tell us today and remind us today that you love us. So I pray, Lord, help me to communicate your truths here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to share from you from this beautiful, beautiful psalm that kind of comes across to me, at least when I read it, like a love letter from my Heavenly Father. And it really tells us very clearly that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us very, very much. It describes an intimacy that our Heavenly Father would desire to have with us as He pays close attention to everything that we do in life. There is a closeness that is suggested here that shows that our Father cares about us, He loves us, and He wants to draw close to us. The details here describe, kind of really almost show the extremes that our Heavenly Father will go through to be a part of our lives. It's kind of amazing to think that God would bother with us and want to be part of our lives every moment of every day. Kind of makes me like that old song we used to sing, Who am I, Lord, that you would be mindful of me? But that's exactly what our Heavenly Father does. He's mindful of us every day. And He's active in our lives every day, even though we're often unaware of His presence or we're unaware of His activity, He's still there every day. Psalm shows us that very clearly that our Heavenly Father loves us and He wants relationship with us. That's a beautiful thing. Now, as we talk about the love of God and how much our Heavenly Father loves us, not everyone understands that. Not everyone comprehends that love or can sometimes even receive that love. Sometimes because misrepresentation by earthly fathers, sometimes misrepresentation by churches, we can find it hard to believe that our Heavenly Father could actually love us. Because sometimes we associate our Heavenly Father as someone who's a hard enforcer of rules, that He's a God that is so far away and so distant from us, and that He's a God to be feared. Not a God that we could get close to. And again, that has come from a lot of bad experiences, sometimes that people have gone through with their fathers and their upbringing. Sometimes that comes from misrepresentation in our churches or because of religion that we've kind of taught about a wrong father. We taught only one side. We didn't talk about the loving side of our Heavenly Father. Even to our Aboriginal people, much representation of who our Heavenly Father is has been misrepresented. And as we look at this love of God, He wants us to know today that He loves us. And He wants to be known in a more friendly or more intimate way than what many of us may even realize. He wants us to know today that He takes interest in us. He takes interest in our everyday lives, and He wants that opportunity to show His care and His affection towards us. He wants to be a God that is close to us. When we think of the Lord's Prayer, it begins by our Father, which art in heaven. And that is His desire. He wants to be a Father to us. He wants to be as close to us and even closer than any earthly father. That's who He is. And so as I read this passage of Scripture, it really describes to me just how much my Heavenly Father desires to be with me and how He desires to be with you. And in many ways, it's like a love letter from our Heavenly Father. And so we're going to look at this passage of Scripture here today and just look at all these areas where our Heavenly Father is trying to get across to us that He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He desires us. Now, the first point of how our Father loves us, I got 10 points, so we're going to kind of go through them rather quickly, but that first part of how we see our Heavenly Father loves us is that He knows everything about us. And I mean everything. He knows everything about you and about me. It tells us in Psalm 139, 1-4, he said, "Oh Lord, you've examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it." That's detail. That's detail. And that's what our Father is saying about us. I know you. I know you better than you know yourself. He pays attention to everything that we do. He sees all that we do. He sees all that we even think. He sees our hearts. He knows our deepest thoughts, knows our secret thoughts. He knows what's on our minds. He knows what emotions that we struggle with. He knows when we feel good and when we feel bad. He even knows when we get up in the morning and when we go to bed at night. He knows if you're a morning person or if you're a night person. He knows when you're on the move or when you just want to be home relaxing. He sees all. He even sees us when we travel, when we're on airplanes or we take trips or vacations. He sees when we need our times alone, when we need rest times. He pays attention to everything we do and pays attention to everywhere we go. There's no detail that our Heavenly Father misses. He hears what we speak. He even hears what we think. He hears what we want to say that we don't say. He knows what we're going to say even before we even say it. That's a lot of detail. But what He's trying to get across to us, that's how interested I am in you. Your Heavenly Father has such an interest in you and such a love for you. He pays attention to everything in your life. And then secondly, we see that our Heavenly Father shows us His love by going before us and by following us. Psalm 139:5, you go before me and you follow me. He's in front of us and he's in behind us. He goes before us each day, staying ahead of us, watching over us, dealing with things that we don't even see or don't even know about. He goes before us, clearing the path. And if that's not enough, he also comes behind, protecting us from behind, protecting us from attacks from behind. It's really a picture that God, he's all around us. And he's concerned about us and where we're going in life and where we've been in life. And he watches over us. He protects us from the front and he protects us from the rear. If only we would learn to pay attention to his voice and his guidance. There'd be so many things that we would be spared in life because he knows our future and he knows our past. I believe only eternity will tell how much God actually intervened in our lives, how he directed us, how he protected us from harm. I think we're going to see that probably roll out just like on a TV screen, our lives. And God's going to show us where he was before us, where he was behind us. Our God is a heavenly Father that goes before us and follows us from behind, surrounding us with his care and with his presence. May we be aware of that, that he is always, always there, in front and in back. And then thirdly, our heavenly Father shows his love for us by placing his hands of blessing on our heads. We just did that. We had these kids come here and I placed my hands on them. Why did we place our hands on them? We love our children. We desire to bless our children. We desire to see our children experience favor in the protection of God. And that's what the Father is saying to us. He said, I put my hand in your heads. You may not feel that. You may not even realize that he does that, but he speaks those blessings over you. And as we look in the Bible, as fathers in the Old Testament, they would often lay their hands on their children to speak blessings over them and to bless their children and to speak an inheritance over them. It was a very powerful and sought-after experience. And that's what our Father said he's doing to that. He says, Psalm 139:5, you place your hand of blessing on my head. That signifies an impartation of love, an impartation of affection, an impartation of protection, inheritance, favor, blessing. That's what he's doing. Again, we may not see it. We may not realize that he's doing it, but he is. There'll be times in your life when you will realize that this is a blessing from my Father. I know it's coming right from heaven. Our Heavenly Father desires to bless us. He's placed his hand upon our heads. He's calling us his children because that's who you do it to. We're his children. He loves us. He cares about us. And then fourthly, our Heavenly Father, he shows his love to us by surrounding us with his presence. His Spirit is all around us at all times. He goes with us wherever we might be. Psalm 139:79. I can never escape from your Spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to the grave, you're there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, he's there. He's there. He surrounds us. Sometimes, you know, our earthly fathers, they can't beat every activity that we have in our lives. And maybe as you look at your life, you wish, man, like my dad, he couldn't be there. He was working. And, you know, parents do. They have responsibilities. Parents have jobs. If yet they can't be at everything. But our Heavenly Father says, I'm there. I'm surrounding you. I'm all around you. He's telling us his presence is going to be with us wherever we go. And there's no place you can escape from it. Even if you go into rebellion, even if you're away from God and that, you know, you're away from him, his presence is still there. If we would just turn to him and look to him. Tells us whether you go up into the heavens, whether you go into space, whether you go into on an airplane or a spacecraft, whether you go sailing on the farthest oceans or go down in the bowels of the earth. But his presence is there, still surrounding us. The Father's Spirit is with us always. He will never leave us. His presence surrounds us wherever we go. I remember one time we were doing a class our sozo class here, and we're kind of talking about just how close is God? How close is His Spirit? And I just thought to myself, you know, my mind was just going, I said, I know that answer. He's close. I know my Bible. He's close. And as soon as I said that, I got a rebuke from heaven. And the Lord said, you're wrong. I said, I'm not wrong. It tells us right in the Word that you're close. He says, you're wrong. I'm all around you. I'm all around you. That's who He is. That's who He is. He was there. He's always been there. This morning, I had this kind of like a bit of a vision this morning. And I'm just going to share it in case there's somebody here this morning. But I saw this picture of an accident, a very serious accident. And it was so severe that the car was actually split in two. And I saw these children laying on the ground, and they were in these white dresses. It looked like they were coming from a wedding or something like that. And they were in a very severe car accident. And one of the little girls was trying to reach towards her sister, crying out to God. And I just believe that God, if that's you, if that's something in your past, I just believe God wants to remind you that, yes, even in that, He was there. He was there. He's with us at all times. Number five, and how our Heavenly Father loves us, He's there to guide us. Psalm 139:10, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. See, our Father is always extending His hand towards us to guide us, to lead us to what is best. He will point us, He will nudge us to go in the right direction, assuring us that He will be with us, giving us the strength and the support we need to continue on in our journey. One of the pictures that I really like, I have it in my office. It's called The Sailman. And it's a picture of God guiding the captain of a ship at the wheel, the steering wheel of the ship. And He's sailing that ship in the midst of a storm. And that really means a lot to me because I come from the East Coast. I'm used to being on the water. Even reminds me of my own father when I was out one day and I was doing some of that lobster fishing, and I went out and it got really stormy. And I was by myself, and the waves were really big. They were coming over the boat. I was really worried that the boat would be swamped. And as I looked to my right, I saw my dad driving on the shore. And as soon as I saw my dad, I knew that everything would be okay. Even if the worst thing happened, even if the boat got swamped, I know he would get somebody to come and get me. And see, our Father's telling us, our Heavenly Father said, I'm there for you. You don't have to worry. I'll come and get you. And He gives us a peace in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our battles. He's still there. He's not abandoning us. He will make sure that we get through. He'll make sure that we make it through. So our Heavenly Father really does care about us. He wants to guide us. I think we need to be praying more and more, Lord, help me to be sensitive to your guidance in my life. Because He is there to guide us. He is there to point out the directions we should go, but He's also there to reach out His hand to grab our hand. Because He's telling us, I want to walk with you. I don't want to just guide and lead you. I want to walk with you, hold your hand, and take you through all the things that life would bring your way. I encourage you this morning, take His hand. Allow your Heavenly Father to lead you. Open up your heart to Him if you haven't done that. And just allow the Father of Heaven to lead you and to guide you. Number six, and how our Heavenly Father shows us His love. He made us. He created us. And when He created us, He went to a great deal to create a body that amazes science to this very day. Isn't it amazing how wonderful our bodies are made? Go in for some surgery and see what we can do today in the area of surgery. How amazing the things that we can do. We have a lot of doctors, nurses here. They get to see for themselves just how wonderfully the body is made. Listen to what it says, Psalm 139, 13 to 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. God doesn't make junk. Sometimes we believe lies that we're not beautiful or we're not good. And that nobody cares, that we're not special. And God says, you're my creation. You're the only one. You're created different than all the other creatures on the face of the earth. You're made in his image. You have his likeness about you. People should look at you and realize that you have the likeness of your Father. That's who he is. And he made us beautiful. He makes each one of us beautiful. Right down to our very cells that we're made of. He knows us so well. He loves us enough to make bodies for us. To make bodies that would resemble him. That's pretty good. That we would be chosen in all the world to carry his image. That's who he is. He loves us. Number seven, how our Heavenly Father loves us. He watches over us. He watches over us closer than what we think. Again, he pays attention to every detail of your life. I think for most of us, we probably think, oh yeah, God knows me. God, no, he knows every detail of your life. Listen to 15 and 16 of Psalm 139. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was woven together in the dark of the womb, you saw me before I was born. See, our Father watches over us. We often just think of our lives, but he's watching us while we're in the womb. Before we were even born or created, he saw us. He knew us. He visited with us even before we were born. In our mother's womb, our Heavenly Father celebrates us. You know, the more I learn about the womb, there's a lot that takes place there in the womb. There can be wounds that can happen in life that go back to the womb. Or maybe you weren't wanted, you had an unwanted pregnancy. It's amazing how children can grow up and know that even though they're just in the womb. Their parents accepted them when they were born. They loved them when they were born. But they have these feelings of rejection because of things that happened in the womb. But it says our Heavenly Father loves us even in the womb. He loves us. He cares about us. And if you've grown up as a person where your pregnancy wasn't welcomed or the birth parents didn't want you and you were adopted, or you need to realize your Father knew you. Your Heavenly Father still did. He still loved you. And that includes all the aborted babies that are out there. God knew them. He knew them in the womb. So even before they were aborted, God knew them. God loved them. They're in his care. Think of all the stillborn babies that out there as well. God knew them. God loved them. They're with him. He watched over them. He loved them. He visited with them. Our Father watches over us in such great detail, even as far back into the womb. This next one I really like as well. Our Heavenly Father, he showed us his love for us by recording our lives. Our Father keeps a book of remembrance of our entire life. There's a lot of books in heaven. A lot of us know about the book of life. Bible says you need to make sure that your name is written in the book of life. How do you know your name is written in the book of life? You open up your heart to God. You accept Jesus Christ into your life. You believe in him. You repent of your sin. You welcome him into your life. And it tells us that your name gets written in a book. And when judgment day comes, the Lord's going to look at that book. And it will tell us whether we're going to go into heaven or not go into heaven. But there's other books. There's a book that talks just about you. Psalm 139:16. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. See, our Father in heaven records everything about us. He takes notes of every moment of our lives and records them in a book, and he doesn't miss a thing. You know, again, sometimes we wish that, oh, I wish my parents had been here, or they could have saw this, or they could have saw that, and, you know, I wish my friends had been around at this point, and, you know, or that, you know, in a high point, or even in a low point, we kind of say, oh, I wish God was here, or somebody was here. God's saying, I was. I am there. And the proof of that is going to be a book, that when you get to heaven, you'll be able to sit down with God, and you'll be able to go through that book, and he'll show you everywhere, every moment of your life that was written down. He saw everything, every success, every failure, every high, every low. Saw when you were happy, saw when you were sad. He saw when you had wins, and he saw when you had losses. He laughed when you laughed, cried when you cried, mourned when you mourned. He took note of every day, every day. As I began to think of that, I thought of, I've been here now 23 years, and March will be 23 years. And I got looking at all my sermons that I've preached while I've been here for 23 years, and it's 37 binders. 37 binders. I was going to take them out here, but I thought they'd fall over, and then I'd have a big mess. So what's that? 37 binders would be about this height. That's just preaching a sermon once a week, and not every week necessarily. In 23 years, God said he wrote down every moment of your life. Can you imagine how big that book is? That's why we're going to spend an eternity in heaven, just to read your own book. Can you imagine? It'd be miles high. Your book would be miles, miles and miles of books just speaking about you. That's how much your Heavenly Father loves you and his interest in you. Then number 9, and how our Heavenly Father loves us. He thinks about us all the time. We're on his mind constantly. Isn't that amazing? Psalm 139, 17 to 18. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. Our Heavenly Father is reminding us that he thinks about us all the time. All the time. He thinks about us so much that they outnumber the grains of sand on the seashore. Let me tell you, friend, you are not forgotten by your Heavenly Father. He thinks about you often, and his thoughts about you are good. You are precious in his sight. You are valuable to God. When you love somebody, you think about them all the time. And that's what our Heavenly Father said. I think about you all the time. Every day. Every moment, you're on my mind. Then lastly, we realize that our Heavenly Father loves us as he's with us always. Verse 18, and when I wake up, you're still with me. He doesn't leave us. He's with us at all times. He's even there when we wake up in the morning. It's almost like God is saying, hurry up, wake up. I want to spend some time with you. It's one of the reasons why, to me, I think having a time of devotion in the morning is a great thing to do. As you pray to God, and as you seek the Lord in the morning, you get yourself in that frame of mind to realize that his presence is there, that he is with you. He's with you always. With you always. He loves us enough that he wants to be with us all the time. Our Heavenly Father wants to hang out with us all the time. So he doesn't miss anything that we do. Nothing. Everything's there. That's the kind of God he is. And so as we close here this morning, I hope you have a right picture of your Heavenly Father. Because he's a Father that really, really, really loves you. And the proof of that love is that as we read this psalm, it's like a love letter to us for he's going into great detail of just how much he cares about us and loves us. He wants us to know today that he loves us. We're special to him. We're important to him. And he continues to reach out to us to love us even more. Friend, if you're here today and you've never opened up your heart to God, I'd encourage you to do so. Because you have a Heavenly Father that really cares about you. He really does love you. And if you would just simply open up your heart to him, welcome him into your life. The Bible said, God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, Jesus, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. That's his gift to us. He made a way to heaven by simply receiving his son. I encourage you to do that today, friend. I encourage you to open up your heart to the Lord and receive him. You don't need to be afraid of your Heavenly Father. Don't believe the lie that, oh, you don't know how bad I am. He'll reject me. He'll never reject you. Yes, you may grieve him. Yes, you may bring sorrow to him when you rebel and you go your own way. But he's always waiting for you to come back. He's waiting with arms wide open to receive you and to welcome you home. So friend, I would tell you today, come on home. The Father is calling you. Come on home and receive his love today.